Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are now tuned in to the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast, where we discuss living for the kingdom of God while living in the culture. I am your host, Charlotte Walker. I'm a pediatric nurse practitioner, wife, daughter, sister, auntie, and friend. And I am on the journey of producing and fulfilling every purpose that God saw for me before the beginning of time. And I want you on this journey with me. Each week, we are going to discuss how to apply God's word to our everyday lives. Get ready for some word, some gems, and a few laughs along the way. Now let's start the show. Let's get it started. Let's get it popping. Okay. So for those who may not know, my name is Dr. Charlotte Walker. This is the final episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast. I'm not quitting podcasting, okay? After August 31st, this podcast will now be the Prescription for Purpose podcast. Zach said, I love the new name. It is perfect for me. It's God's name. Thank you, Zach. He gave it to me. And so we're switching. And so I wanted to send God Goals and Girl Talk out with a bang. Okay. I have so many emotions. I just said I was not about to cry and I feel it in my throat. I have so many emotions, mainly gratitude. So my first emotion is gratitude because I'm grateful that God has entrusted me with this platform. I had no idea what I was doing. And God just said, just do it. And now 2 years later, hey, Dejanay, hey, Danielle. And now 2 years later, it's a thing. Like, it's a thing. And so that my feelings are gratefulness, humility, but also like, this is where it all started. And so it's like when your favorite show has a season finale, like, like when Elliot Sabler left SVU. Okay. I'd be emotional. So, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for everybody who's ever listened to an episode, left a review, all the things. Thank you so much, Danielle. I've built so much relationship and so much of the fruit that I have in my life now, even me hosting in the society, like the way that I even met Tatum was because I was at a podcast retreat and like it do what God tell y'all to do. Hear me? Do what God tells y'all to do. Do what God tells y'all to do. It will blow your mind. It will not always make sense. It will not always feel great. But do what God has called you to do, because this thing has taken a life of its own. Thank you so much, Liz. Thank you, Danielle. I love y'all. Danielle says, I love every episode, but the ones with Prophetess Tanya took me out every time. Prophetess Tanya never comes to play. Ever, ever. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. She said, thank you for being obedient. You're an amazing teacher. It's a skill that God gave me, a gift that he gave me, that he honed. Yes, Zach, do what God has called you to do, that he grew and cultivated over the course of time, right? So if y'all were at Bible study last night in the society, first of all, girl, we had a time last night. But if you're listening to the podcast, we talked a little bit about we talked about self-control and the fruit of self-control in regards to the fruit of the spirit. And I talked to y'all a little bit about David, right? David didn't just pull up and beat Goliath. The victories and the confidence that he had was made when no one was watching. you don't show up to the Olympics ready to go. There's a level of training, discipline, test and trial that happens before you ever get to stand on the podium. People get to see your greatness on the podium, but they don't see the test and trials. Danielle said she went to bed crying at the Bible study. Girl, I told y'all sorry. But God said he had work to do. So this, you know, the gift of me teaching and studying, I'm a student by nature. My GG used to tell me I'm super inquisitive. And I'm trying not to talk about her in this episode because I'm going to cry. She just would be so proud. So I am grateful because I'm carrying on the inheritance, right? My grandmother was a Bible study teacher. There were people at her memorial service who were her Bible study students. And so it makes sense. It didn't when God told me to start the podcast. All of it wasn't clicking, okay? God be gotten, and I just be sitting back. But it makes so much sense that he would have me to do this. And so now when I take a minute to realize that I am, I feel it, that I'm continuing with the work, it's overwhelming. So with that being said, I am not about to cry on Beyonce's internet. With that being said, I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful for y'all taking y'all's time out of your lunch hour to come and just sit in this moment with me. I usually record my podcast by myself. I've never done a live. I was doing Flourish Friday for like 5 seconds. And I was like, this ain't it. But I'm grateful for y'all coming. And I have a little message. So today we are going to talk about 3 things that you need to be successful while you are on assignment for God.
This episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast is brought to you by The Society. The Society is our online community for women of faith who are looking for a safe space to be encouraged, educated, and empowered. The Society is hosted by myself, Tatum Tamia of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast, Kavaya Watrice of the She Who Is Called app, and Rosalind Renee of the Therapy as a Christian podcast. Y'all look, this community is so rich and it really has something for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur, Tatum has business trainings every month and has built an amazing resource library. And almost every month we have a number of like funding opportunities and all of this just wonderful information together. We even have a place for us to share our businesses so we can work with each other. If you are struggling with time management and productivity, Rosalind's going to snatch you together. Okay. She does these Monday productivity minutes that have been blessing my life. If you're looking for practical ways to walk by faith, Kavaya is out here dropping big gems. And of course, I'm out here teaching live Bible studies every 2 weeks. And that don't even touch our quarterly challenges, corporate fasts, live events, and so much more. One thing I've learned about the Society is that given the opportunity, we are always going to glorify God and we always going to go to brunch. Okay. We be brunching out here. Houston be turning up. Atlanta be turning up. Okay. Like, we are out here glorifying God, Bibles, and brunch. Okay. So if you are in need of a safe space of like-minded women of faith, start your 2-week free trial of the Society today by clicking the link in the show notes or going to www.blessedandbossedupsociety.com.
So God Goals and Girl Talk has been a love, but it is also a ministry for me. And so I want to send it off in a way to where we are talking about what's required, right? When I first started this episode, if you listen to episode 1, and then I had the weird intro girl coming in, she was because I wasn't confident even in my own voice, right? Let's be truthful about it. I had paid somebody on Fiverr, somebody who don't sound or look like me. I was like, we're going to use her because I was not confident in opening my mouth. So I would do the show, but for some reason, I did not have that level of confidence to feel like I should be on the intro. And so just as you listen throughout the old replays, listen to the first episodes where I'm just, I, I don't even know what I sound like. And I'm just talking, and every episode is like an hour long because I be talking. But if you listen, you will hear the growth throughout every episode. And so I want to leave y'all with what it means to be successful. I feel like God is giving me a well done with God Goals and Girl Talk, and he is building me as we move into Prescription for Purpose. And I want everybody to experience the well done because it's overwhelming. And it's just something to know that God is pleased with you. Like, there's a level of joy that I can't even articulate to know that God is pleased with how he entrusted you in something. He gave you a talent and you went and you produced fruit. And the fact that y'all are here is a testament to that. And so I am just happy and grateful. And so we're going to talk about how to be successful on this journey. So I only got three little points, child. Okay. I ain't gonna be before you long. And then we'll do Q&A, or we can just chat it up, whatever y'all want to do. Okay. So first, let's read Luke 10:3-4. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, "Now go." This is Jesus talking to the disciples. He's getting ready to send them off. "Now go and remember that I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. Don't take any money with you, nor a traveler's bag, nor an extra pair of sandals. Don't stop and greet anyone on the road." There's a lot to unpack, but there's three things that I feel like you need to understand when you are going to be on assignment for God, whatever that thing is that he calls you to do. The first thing that you absolutely need is discernment. Discernment. He is sending you out as lambs among wolves. If you're in the society, we did a lesson called "The Lord is My Shepherd." And in that, we learned why God calls us sheep. And it's because we have this tendency to do crazy stuff to try to survive. Sheep get lost from the flock because they get scared, they get spooked, and then they run off. And with a shepherd, their job is to keep them in line. The rod and the staff, the rod isn't to beat the sheep with. In fact, they would never return. So because they're so timid and so fearful. But the rod is to guide you and pilot you and provide for you. Like, that's God's role as our shepherd. And so because we are his lambs, and because we're going out into this world as lambs among wolves, we have to have discernment. You have to understand what the dangers are. And discernment is your ability to use judgment. It's your ability to use judgment. Okay. It's your ability to use judgment. I want y'all to hear that, because everybody is so quick to be like, "Well, you a Christian, you're not supposed to judge." Actually, you are. That's actually what discernment is your ability to use God's wisdom in judgment. And so you want to make sure that you are in connection with God, because sheep do not have good vision. We can see 300 degrees around a sheep, but the blind spots of sheep are directly in front and behind them. And so you have to have the discernment of God, because he can see things that you may not be able to see. He can see the danger. He can see what's up ahead. He's already mapped out the plan. He saw this very moment when he told me to start this podcast December 31st, 2019. He knows. He's all knowing, all seeing, all powerful. And so you have to have a level of discernment in order for you to be able to do what God has called you to successfully. And success means that God is pleased. So let's define that real quick. Success does not come by money. Success does not come by things that are going to fade away. I know that God is pleased with what I've done here on this podcast. I know that he's pleased that I've shown up. He knows that. I know that he's pleased when I've shown up, even when it was hard to show up, even through tests and trials, even through deaths and all kinds of things. You have to have a level of discernment, and you have to understand what success looks like. You have to get the vision from God, and you have to be vested in that God-given vision. the vision that God has given me is bigger than even what this podcast has done, but it is the podcast has surpassed my my every expectation that I've had. So there's times where God will tell me to do an episode on something and I have to have enough discernment to know that I need to do it. And then somebody will inbox me and say, hey, I had quit going to church and I'm going back to church now because of your podcast. What? Girl, what? After Bible study last night, I know I laugh about how we had a time, but there was so much breakthrough that I was befuddled. I was like, how, God, how are you using me, little raggedy old me, to do this? People renouncing marijuana. Like, how have you put me in position and entrusted me with this? Please explain, because it's not adding up. Please explain. It's not adding up to me. And so it's so important that we understand that you have to have discernment. There are seasons where God wants you to fight. There are seasons where God calls you to rest. And you cannot do anything and be successful without having the Holy Spirit, without having the discipline. And you have to have discernment. So that's thing number one. Next, you have to be dependent on God. Okay? You have to be dependent on God. You have to be dependent on God. He told them to not bring any resources because he's going to provide. And too often when we say that we've accepted an assignment from God, we try to do these things in our own strength. And you base success on the results. And I talked about this a lot, about not hyper-focusing on results. You cannot be results-based because you can't see everything. You can't see every seed that is being planted. There is fruit that I will not ever be aware of until God brings it to pass. And so you have to make sure that you are being completely dependent on God, that you fully understand that it is him who you are chasing after, not money, not results, not a platform, not none of it. There was a point in time where my podcast was only being listened to by like 12 people. And I was excited. Before I taught in the society, I had a group called Producer University. Okay, shout out to PHU and everybody who was in it because, girl, we was four people strong and I still pulled up and I still taught like this. Because I'm going to be faithful over the assignment. We cannot get caught up in quantitative measurements. You cannot get caught up in things that are not of God. We do not operate in the system of this world. We operate in kingdom. Every soul counts. Because God had to be able to trust me with a few before he can make me a ruler over much. And that's the same with us. And you listening. It's not going to happen in your own strength. If the vision that God is giving you, you can do on your own, that vision is not from God. The stuff that he has shown me, there's no way I can do it without him. So you will always find me at his feet because I understand this is bigger than me. This is bigger than anything that I can even fathom in my little tiny brain. And I have a lot of brain space and I have more degrees than a thermometer. But there are times where your knowledge is not needed, just your obedience. Give God your obedience. You want to be successful? Because Drake has said it. Give God your obedience. There are things that he has given me that I don't deserve. I don't even know how.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How? But he's done it. And in order for you to be dependent on him, you have to trust God. And a lot of us do not trust God in the way that you claim to when you sing the songs. And this isn't to shame you, but this is like, it's heart check. We talked about this last night. You can't do nothing else until you deal with that. And he knows you don't trust him. So quit playing and just tell him, hey, this doesn't feel right. Hey, I'm upset. Hey, I'm disappointed. Hey, I don't know if I can trust you with this. You want me to do what? Leave my job. Wow. Move across the country. Wow. What? And did. I'm talking about me and did. It's mad crazy. The story of us moving, how I sold our house on Craigslist, and I was not a realtor. My husband wasn't a realtor at the time. The house was older. Like, there was just so many things that God lined up. And because I saw him do that, I was just obedient. I was like, all right, he said we're moving to Florida, y'all. That's where we're going. Because once you do it once, you can't stop doing it. You already here. Once I decide I ride for you, I ride for you. I don't know if y'all feeling that in the comments, but once I say, you know what, God, I'm a rider. So I'm a ride. Because what do I have to lose? So you have to have discernment. You have to be dependent on God and God alone. And then you have to be determined. You have to be determined. Ain't no devil from hell gonna stop me from getting my well done, my good and faithful servant. I don't care. I'm not gonna stop myself from getting well done, my good and faithful servant. The scripture says, don't stop and greet anyone on the road. That's because you need to be wary of distraction. You have to be determined to do what God has called you to do, to run this race. The path of righteousness is narrow. You can't be double-minded. You can't be on the fence. You have to do the things. There was a one point where I was in school, starting a nonprofit organization and doing this podcast every week and had personal stuff going on. And I was waking up at 4:30 in the morning to record the podcast before work. Not getting paid. I have God Goes and Girl Talk has made me $0. So I wasn't, oh, I got sponsors. No, Jesus was sponsoring it. He told me to do it. I've made no money doing this in 3 years. And I'm cool with that. I still show up and I'm still teach. Because it's bigger than that. God told me to do it. I'm determined to do what he's called me to. And then once he revealed to me that I'm picking up my grandmother's legacy because I was getting distracted. Let me tell y'all what happened. Here was a distraction. My Gigi passed away. It was rough. And so after she passed away, I had a podcast before this. Don't laugh, but it was called Your Health is Lit. It was about health literacy. Okay. And you can still listen to it. Me and my friend Donna, we had a little group of everybody's auntie. It was like 300 of us. And we were doing health education. And I was so determined I just wanted to save everybody from breast cancer. Okay. So my grandmother, she got diagnosed with breast cancer. I was probably like 16. No, 16, she had a lumpectomy. Then it came back a second time when I was in college. She had a mastectomy where they removed her whole breast. Then she almost died because they didn't stop her blood thinner. She almost bled out. It was wild. And I was in clinical or in a lab. I'll never forget that day because they were like, your grandma's in the hospital. Like, wow. Right? And I was determined to try to stop everybody from getting breast cancer. And it was an obsession. I was like, I'm going to educate everybody, the masses, everybody's going to know. Because I was operating out of pain. And I decided that for the group in Your Health is Lit, I was going to do a like breast cancer awareness thing in honor of my grandmother. And so I had asked everybody to send in pictures of people who have been impacted, and I was going to make this slideshow. It was going to be fire. One person who was a friend of mine, who I knew had cancer, sent me a submission. And I was so upset. I bawled my eyes out. I was so mad. And I was listening to Tatum's podcast, and she did an episode about setting the atmosphere. And so I was getting ready for work, and I was like, I'm going to do this because I can't even operate like this. And it was in that moment where God addressed my pain, but he checked me. He checked me, boo. He said, first off, I hear you, but I never told you to do that. I never told you to do that. What you've done is you've confused your grandmother, who is also my daughter. You've confused her identity with the circumstance of her having breast cancer. You are so obsessed over here with the breast cancer, but she's so much more than that. That's why this ain't working. Because you're out of order. So now I'm really crying. If I would have did that jump when my Gigi was here, she would have fussed me out. Like, girl, no. She was all about not giving a voice or making that her identity. She didn't even want a funeral because she was like, that's just a body. I'm with the Lord. Don't do that. Don't be over here crying over something that's not me. And so he was right. And then I felt bad because I was just trying to do, because healthcare comes natural to me. This is what I do. I'm not being determined, but I've gotten distracted by the pain. I got distracted by the trauma of losing my best friend. I got distracted. And so what God had to do was redirect me, and I allowed the redirection, and I was determined that he would not check me like that again. So please know, y'all, especially my Bible study girls, when I come hard, just know that God be coming for me like that. But he chastises those that he loves. He disciplines those whom he loves. So the harder he be going in, he just is showing a greater display of love. Sometimes it's a little pop on my hand, like, stop that. Okay. And sometimes all these edges be gone. But all of it is his love. He corrects those whom he loves. He disciplines those whom he loves. And to whom much is given, much is required. So there's some mistakes that I can't afford to make. So we have to really be determined to do what God has called us to do. The pain was a distraction. Now, lo and behold, 3 years later, I am doing the very thing that my Gigi was doing, teaching people about God's word. She was a Bible study teacher. That was her position in the kingdom. And I've been passed the baton. It's wild. And I'm over here. And not to say that you shouldn't advocate so people don't get breast cancer, et cetera, et cetera. But I was out of position. I was running a race that did not belong to me. That was not my ministry. It was a pain response. It was a pain response. And I wanted to do something that I knew I could do, and got my whole little feelings hurt for no reason. I was like, nobody cares about my grandmother, and only one person sent a picture. And that wasn't even the assignment, sis. That wasn't it. So be determined. And the only way that you can be wary of distractions is if you go back to step one and make sure that you're using discernment. Do not allow anything to get you off path. Not that man, not your kids. Anything that you're putting above God is an idol, children included. Those aren't even your kids. Those are God's kids. you're only a steward over them for a short amount of time, and y'all be ready to throw your whole life away because these kids disappoint you because you wrapped your identity in them, and it's not appropriate. You've been distracted. You're called to steward over them well, not make them idols, not obsess over them. And you can love your babies. I have 5 nieces and nephews. I love them with every ounce of my soul. Okay, just check out my Instagram feed. But I understand my role is still to train them up in the way that they should go. I can't be distracted by the cheeks and the dimples. My role is to love them, which means sometimes giving them correction. So we have to make sure that we have things in proper position. We have to make sure that we prioritize things. And by things, I mean God first, then you, then if you marry your spouse, and then your kids. I don't know who needs that, but your kids don't come before your husband. Your husband. Hear me clear. Your husband. Your kids don't come first before your husband. All right. I just want to make sure that y'all hear me. Put a little ear emoji in the chat because y'all quiet. Your husband. Your kids don't come first before your husband. Because the point is that they see the love between y'all and then it overflows. Everything is a cascade effect. So the reason if you find yourself being impatient with your kids, bet you haven't been in front of God. Because he's the supplier that never runs out. He the plug. So there's a cascade effect. God never runs dry. Then there's me. Then I can love on my husband. From that, I can serve y'all well. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Y'all out here trying to do all of this stuff because you listened to a sermon today. Girl, you need your own individual instructions. Stop being distracted. Do not allow complacency to get you killed because you're out here as a lamb walking amongst wolves. Ain't nothing wrong with listening to a sermon or a message. But the reason I give y'all scripture and I read it is because the expectation is that you go back and you read it and you make sure that you study and show yourself approved. That's Bible. Because there would be a lot less church hurt and a lot less pastors manipulating people and getting away with it if you had your own relationship with God. Can't nobody tell me about my Jesus. Nobody. I'm fact checking everyone because the only truth is God's. The only truth is Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So if it ain't him, you getting checked. I'm going to read it for myself and study for myself. Because we are out here amongst wolves. And the wolves be trying to present themselves as sheep. The devil presents himself as an angel of light. So if you want true success, you have to be determined, not distracted. You have to be disciplined. You need discernment, and you have to be fully dependent on God. That is how the small measure of success that I've had, that's the key. Don't buy not Nana Instagram course. Don't enroll in nobody else's coaching program. Until you know that you're committed to do these things. So that's my message, y'all. That's how we're sending off God Goes and Girl Talk. Any questions, comments, concerns? Dijanae said, I needed to hear that. Zach said, that's it. There's no secret sauce to this. God is not a God of secrets. He ain't trying to keep nothing from you. It's very clear. It's very simple, but it's not easy. And so you have to determine if you want ease or if you want everything that God has called for you. Do you want ease or do you want eternity? getting this far with this show has not been easy. It has not been easy. It hasn't. But I love it. I love it here. I love it here. Elizabeth, stop giving up. Girl, don't be giving up, child. Don't give up, because the enemy's not, and the victory is yours. What we look like giving up, and we won already. That's wild to me. We give up and we've already won. So you're just handing over your stuff? Thank you so much, Zach. We've won already. Don't give the enemy nothing. I am determined to keep the pressure applied on his neck. Do you hear me? My love for God is what fuels me most, but my hate for the devil is also on the list. When I don't feel like it, I'm like, I bet you he doing it. I bet you he out here scheming, prowling around like a roaring lion. So I ain't gonna take no days off. Cause he gonna know, the prayer is getting worse. He will know. He will know. That's right, Zach. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Yes. So soldiers got to train. They got to go through boot camp. They get deployed. They got to do stuff that's a little uncomfortable. But the war is won. You have a couple battle scars, no big deal. But the war is already fixed in your favor. The war is already fixed. So I don't know who this was for, but I pray that this blessed y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining me for the last episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast. Okay. Until next season, when we come back as the Prescription for Purpose podcast, continue to love God, love people, and love yourselves. Throughout the break, I am going to be dropping some content, a little bit of stuff, but make sure y'all are on my email list or in the society, because I'm going to be teaching. Make sure you follow me on YouTube or subscribe to the channel, whatever y'all supposed to do on here. Y'all know, do the things on the things. Please leave a review for the podcast. If you want to send Triple GT off in any way, my only request is that you send up or do a review for the podcast, because I be loving them. And we're going to celebrate. After I cry, it's a celebratory cry. We're going to celebrate because it's a new season. Okay, so thank y'all so much. I love y'all. And if you're in the society, we'll see y'all for the live that's scheduled in a little bit. Okay, bye.
I pray you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Make sure you stay connected with us throughout the week by following us over on Instagram at God Goals and Girl Talk, hitting us up on Twitter at GGGT Podcast, and checking out our website, www.godgoalsandgirltalk.com. The website is lit. It has a free resource library, and you can search podcast episodes based on topics, all the things, okay? So until next week, continue to love God, love people, and love yourselves. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.